If you do a lot of focus practice, focused awareness, so these suggestions about present moment awareness, if you do Anapanasati at the nose, you use a stronger focal point, then usually you develop a lot of energy. So you have to kind of be willing not to sleep so much. So if you got insomnia and do a lot of focus practice, you'll think this isn't working. So if you, with focus practice, like focused awareness, say when I'm suggesting, really work with the arising of thought, that takes a lot of focus. Or really work with the breath at the nostrils, and really work with present moment awareness. That's quite an energetic kind of thing to be doing. And for some people, it works. Some people don't. So some people like kind of a more spacious kind of practice. But anyways, if you're doing very focused kind of practices, you'll develop, on the whole, you'll develop, as you get through the hindrances, you'll develop lots of energy. So there'll be a lot of energy there. You'll sleep less. So you've got to be willing to kind of, you know, meditate through the night, because that's your only that's what's going to happen. So if you can, like, develop the lying meditation and learn how to relax the body in that posture, then it's not problematic. But if your whole idea of going to bed is annihilation, which most of us have, you know, oh great, just forget about the planet, and then you'll feel frustrated. I'm not able to do what I want to do. So if that comes up, just look at the desire to fall asleep, if that comes up. So focused practices, the kind of vitality needs to be managed, and what happens is you can get quite, they have a word for it in Thai, your energy becomes very externalized, kind of excited, let's say. Excited. So you have to look at that tendency to be excited by that energy and keep calming it and keep focusing. And then because you're not creating a sense of a self, the mind begins to experience more and more calm. But there's a sort of energy part there. So in terms of the hindrances, you quite often, once you get through the dullness, then it's the more vital kind of energies which you might be working with. So as you live your life and do your ordinary things, if the intentions you make in meditation serve you to be more mindful in daily life, then obviously that's what you want. So any intentions I make towards, let's say, if I'm intending to notice the arising of thought, yeah, and I'm just really attentive to that in my meditation, then in just the living of life, if someone disappoints me in some kind of a way, kind of is rude to me or doesn't fulfill their responsibility or something like that, say, that impact is going to produce, let's say, annoyance or aversion or disappointment. And that energy then will want to go into thought, into a sense of self, right? And that's karma. That's when you start to create karma. Because you attach the sense of I from that trigger point, you know, from thing. So if your practice in the sitting has been just to really be attentive to a rising of thought, not to get rid of it, but really pay attention there, then when you get that disappointing impact, rather than you just running with the storyline and then 2 hours later saying, maybe I should do something about this. you've kind of created 2 hours of momentum there. So if you have enough mindfulness right there, you get, you read something in an email which is like really rude or is cutting it out all the time, and you bang, you feel that, and you see the mind wanting, no, where's the arising of thought? No, where's the arising? Even when you're walking around or whatever. And if you're very attentive there, then you won't create all that, all those echoes in your mind, which, you know, they can go on for days and days and days and days. So it's not repressive. You're not denying the existence of this impact, but you're not running with the self-view, with the narrative, the I-making, mind-making. So the word in Nepali they have is ahankara mimankara, I-making, mind-making. It's like baking self-cakes, right? But then you've got to eat them for 2 days. You don't want to do that. So the focused practice like that isn't just about samadhi, and that's an important part of our meditative life, but it's that, like, a capacity or a skill that then clicks in automatically because you've done that before. And a very, very useful one to see the arising of thought, obviously. Not just to try to get rid of thought, but to have that attentiveness. So then as you're living your life, you start to, you know, the same kind of intentions you make in a sitting practice, you start to make them as you're walking through the woods or going to the grocery store or whatever, the arising of thought. And yet, it's not like you run into a tree when you do that. You're still aware, you're still doing what you do. But now you have that, because we're all, like in contemplative life, we're always living at two levels, aren't we? We're living at the social level, but we're also very attentive at the inner level. Right? We're always all, you know, there's a kind of inner vigilance that goes on all the time. And so then as thought starts to, as the emotional reaction starts to generate thought, that's it. Be attentive. Be careful. Be careful. And that's what we mean by creating karma. You see, the attachment of self. And then if you're very attentive there, then that initial impact doesn't generate so much energy. You don't build a big fire out of it. You don't fuel it any more than the fuel which has come before, which is just the past tendencies. You don't put more on the fuel, on the more fuel on the fire. So the word upadana, which is attachment, has a twofold meaning. It also means fuel. So someone does something to me which I find terribly disappointing. I say something like betrayed or something like that. So that triggers off whatever reactions are there from my conditioning, and then attachment is both, you see, when I think about it, okay, it's not right, I'm not mindful, or hate myself for the reaction. Either of those is the same, really. Mm-hmm. You know, whether I hate myself for the reaction or I believe in my reaction, both are still attachment. That upadana, that's upadana, the selfie around it. And then you see, that just creates more, doesn't it? It's like piling more maple logs on the fire. Where attentiveness, the arising, the thought, this is changing. Be patient, be careful, be patient, this will change. And you have to keep doing that, be very, very vigilant. And then the payoff is very good, because the fire dies out, and the tendency to get burnt dies out too. So one of the word nibbana is the cooling of a fire, isn't it? And the imagery of coolness works very well in a hot climate. So in Thailand, you know, just the idea, like in hot season, cool, Well, we use the word cool, don't we? That's the only word left over from the 60s. Cool. It's the one that's lasted, hasn't it? Cool, man. So do see the kind of the integration of all the stuff we do in a sitting practice into daily life.